Dan Lester joins us. Morning, Dino.
Yeah, morning, Sean.
We saw some nice horses go around at Flemington on Saturday. Anything catch your eye in particular?
It was a bit of an off-season meeting. I think probably the highlight was more the riding of Damien Lane, riding four winners. He's probably not going to win the premiership. He's six behind Craig Williams, and I think he's going to ride in Adelaide on Saturday if Nature Strip goes to Adelaide for the Lightning Stakes. So he'd need to have a massive day at Sandown on Wednesday. But he rode beautifully on Saturday, and he rode probably a couple of the nicer horses we saw. We saw a two-year-old Kieran Mars Vaseo win the Byerly handicap. Nice young stayer. Hard to know how far they go at this time of year, but he was quite impressive winning that Byerly handicap, and that gives you a exemption from the ballot for the Derby.
Yep, that was it. And I spoke to Adrian Bott. They took Fun Fact out, hoping that that horse could have got through, but unfortunately didn't.
Yeah, he got pressured early by one of the long shots there and ultimately faded. But Vaseo, son of High Chaparral, and improving with racing.
Peter Galagotis camp. They've got stables everywhere at the moment. Serenade the Stars got the money for them.
Yes, because they're about to get stables at Caulfield, I believe, and they've got a beach stable, and they've got Mowi and Cranbourne. And as you said, they've got stables everywhere, and Serenade the Stars was the one on Saturday that provided him with a winner. He had a beautiful run. John McNeil just gave him a great ride. There was a tearaway leader, Darabad, and we saw a few weeks ago with the tearaway leader and Choicer that kept going, but Darabad was showing signs of distress a fair way out, so Jai just bided his time and blended into the race beautifully and got the money, beating Tiffany's Lass, who was the one that did the card-up work for the pack. She ran very well in Thundercloud. That was a big class rise for him on Saturday, and whilst he was beaten as a favourite, I thought he passed with honours there. He ran really well running third, and Crocodile Rock, I think he'll be a lot better for that day at the races. He's got a little bit hot in the mounting yard and a bit keen. He'll be fitter for that run.
All right, now, Ethan Brown, they had the Rising Stars on, the youngsters, but Ethan Brown's riding well.
Yeah, Ethan's a terrific young rider. His weight's a little bit of an issue, but he's going to be the champion rider, a champion apprentice of Melbourne. He's going to finish third on the premiership looking at the table, and he didn't win the Rising Stars race on Saturday, but Mar Jones running second was enough for him to win the Rising Stars title and beat Stephanie Thornton, who was on the favourite So Splendid, who finished sixth. So Ethan ended up winning the Rising Stars, and then capped it off with a win later in the day on El Passam. Beautiful front-running ride for Ken Keyes. Just rolled to the front and then didn't go too slowly. Just rolled them along and was too good.
And for a youngster, he's I would imagine he looks big. He's got a bit of a weight issue, hasn't he? I think he can't ride below about 56. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Look, he's got a great level head on his shoulders, Ethan. A great young man, and I think he'll be able to be a good heavyweight rider in the mould of a Brad Rewilla or a Jamie Mott. I think if it can just stabilise like that over time, there's still plenty of good riding for him to come.
All right, just quickly, Dano, what was anything that you'd say follow from the weekend?
I think we can back one out of race eight, Sean. That was won by the Darren Weir trained 60s Groove, but the horse that ran fourth there, Bondiga, he runs in a Super Vobis Gold race this Saturday at Caulfield for big money over 2,400, and I'd reckon that was absolutely the target race for him, and that was an ideal pipe opener on Saturday. He got beaten about three lengths but hit the line well, and whilst he was a bit frustrating earlier in his career, he did get on a winning roll last time in, including winning the Launceston Cup. I think he'll be very hard to beat this Saturday.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Dean. We'll talk to you through the week.
Terrific. Thanks, Sean.